Hey y'all, welcome to the Lead Her Ship podcast. I'm Brittany Howard, a mama of six and top leader of a multi-million dollar team, and I love to talk about leadership topics that maximize our impact in our homes, relationships, and in the marketplace as we endeavor to juggle all of our responsibilities well. This podcast is for Christian mamas who either are leaders in network marketing or who aspire to be. I have coached a lot of people to the six-figure level and beyond, and I'm going to share with you here what I share with my team that has helped us build this business with a long-term focus in mind and have very meaningful relationships throughout the journey. We're going to dive into the emotions and thoughts that come with building a business. We're going to deal with relationship dynamics that come with leading a team, especially when your team happens to be your actual friends. We're going to discuss ways to help your team catch the bigger vision with you and how to coach them to success. And we're going to do it all through a biblical lens. Last week, we talked a lot about what to do when you don't feel successful. And today, I want to kind of continue that conversation and talk about what to do when you don't feel like you are successful as you would like to be yet, which is a very different thought. The first one was rooted in comparison, and the second one can actually be a very healthy thing that can drive you forward and keep you from being complacent. And that comes from when you have goals that you are working diligently toward, but you may feel a little frustrated because you haven't reached your goal yet, because progress feels slow, or maybe you've been in the same place for a while and you just can't figure out how to move things forward. Or maybe if you have been in the same place for a while, it's hurt your belief a little bit and you're starting to wonder, like, am I cut out for this? Is this actually going to pan out? Will I actually ever get to my goal and be able to design the life that I love and accomplish whatever it is that I have set out to accomplish? And so I want to speak to those things today. If you are feeling like you're not as successful as you want to be yet, and you're feeling frustrated by that, my first question is, when is the last time that you have looked at how far you have come? I think we tend to focus on the gap between where we currently are and where we want to go, but sometimes it's really helpful to look at the gap between where you currently are and where you used to be. If you have written your goals down, then this practice is easy for you to do because you can refer back to any given time period and say, oh, at the beginning of this year, these were the goals that I had set for myself in every area of my life. And you can look at those and determine I have actually made progress more than I feel like I have in these particular areas. And in these other areas, I haven't made as much progress as I had intended, and here are some changes that I can make moving forward. And guys, right now we have 1/4 left in the year. You still have 3 months left to accomplish your goals, or at least make progress toward whatever it is you're working toward. So I think this is a perfect time for you to refer back to any of the goals that you had set for yourself at the beginning of this year and make a game plan for the last quarter of this year. What do you want to focus on? And what does it look like to finish this year strong in each of those areas that you set goals for? And then my next question for you is, if you have not reached your goals yet and you're not as successful as you want to be yet, what has kept you from being as successful as you want to be up to this point? And there's really only 3 possible things that could be keeping you from being as successful as you want to be, or from making progress or reaching your goals. And so I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to have you fill in the blank. And then after you fill in that blank, Then I'm going to tell you what those three possible things are that could be keeping you from reaching your goals or making the progress that you want to make toward your goals. Okay, so fill in the blank. If it weren't for blank, I would be further along by now. If it weren't for blank, I would be further along by now. How would you fill in that blank? What comes to mind for you? Got your answer? Okay, let me tell you what the three possible things that are keeping you from reaching your goals or making progress are. Number one, your mindset. Number two, your habits. Number three, your skills. It could be one of those, two of those, or all of those. All right, so let's tackle the first one, which is mindset. How can you tell if your mindset is keeping you from reaching your goals? Well, the reason I asked you to fill in that blank is to help you determine if your mindset could be, in fact, holding you back from reaching your goals. So if you filled in that blank, and remember, the question was, if it weren't for blank, I would be further along by now. If your blank was filled in by anything outside of you, meaning you're blaming your circumstances, which could show up in a lot of different ways. Sometimes people blame the fact that they have too many kids. Sometimes people blame the fact that they don't have a supportive husband or friends or family. Sometimes people blame the fact that they don't have a working upline. Whatever the case may be, if your blank did not have anything to do with you personally, then I'm going to venture to say that your mindset is what is keeping you from reaching your goals, because you are making yourself a victim of your circumstances rather than taking ownership of the situation and holding yourself accountable and then using the resources that you do have to the best of your ability. And when you make yourself a victim of your circumstances, rather than take ownership of every part of your situation and focus on what you personally can control, then you will always be at the mercy of everything that is happening around you instead of you being the one who decides what your results are going to look like. You will believe that you are at the mercy of everything around you. And that is not true. And highly successful people, they don't believe that. They don't think that way. And because of that, then they will respond differently when they encounter a challenge instead of blaming the challenge for their lack of success or lack of results. So having a victim mindset is one way that mindset could be the culprit behind you not making progress like you want to. Another way that mindset can really hold you back from reaching your goals is lack of belief. Because the number one indicator that someone will be successful in reaching their goals is possessing the belief that it can be done. So do you truly believe that your goals are possible for you? Not just do you believe that your goals are possible? I mean, do you believe that your goals are possible for you? If you do believe that your goals are possible for you, you will behave differently than someone who does not really believe that their goals are even possible. And therefore, you will get different results. If you are discovering right now that mindset is something that is preventing you from making the progress that you want to make, then I want to encourage you to go back and listen to the series on mindset that I did on the podcast earlier this year. It's really important that we inundate ourselves with these principles. The brain needs to be reminded so much more frequently than it needs to be taught. And so go back and listen to those episodes again and again and again and again, maybe quarterly, maybe twice a year, maybe once a year, but go back and listen, remind yourself of how successful people think, and then make the choice to do the work to align your thinking with the thinking of that of a successful person. And it is work. It takes intentionality and effort. If you are struggling in your mindset, it's not just going to go away on its own. You will have to take action and be intentional about overcoming mindset hurdles that are keeping you from reaching your goals. And I just want to share one more thought regarding mindset. If you have unrealistic expectations, that in and of itself can cause you to have some mindset hurdles, especially if you have the tendency to compare your journey to someone else's. And here is what I think that you need to know regarding realistic expectations. This will not be an overnight process. No matter how many quote-unquote quick success stories you hear in this industry, here's what you need to do. When it comes to your own journey and your own results, I want you to consider the life you lived, the 5 years leading up to the point where you decided to start your network marketing business. How did you spend your time that 5 years leading up to when you started this business? Did you spend a lot of time pouring into relationships, developing friendships, building trust with people, adding value in lots of different ways to people, building your network? Did you already have those things in place? Because if so, then when you start a business like this, then you will appear to everyone around you to be an overnight success. And what you will experience when you start this is likely speed. And that is to be expected when somebody comes into this with a large, warm market of people that trust them. That type of person who has that in place can make a lot of money really quickly with this business model. Does that mean that other people who don't have that in place cannot be successful or can't make a lot of money? No, absolutely not. Because I am one of those other people. I came into this as an introvert who has always been a stay-at-home mom who did not know a lot of people and lived in a teeny tiny little one red light town. Now, at this point in my life, I can confidently say that I have spent years of my life pouring into relationships. But that started after I started my Plexus business. So did I shoot all the way to the top? No, I didn't. It took me years of hard work to get to the top. And part of that hard work was consistently adding value to the people around me and pouring into my relationships. So what I'm saying is I was not an overnight success. But here we are years later, and I have a business that is just as strong as some of those people who did come in and they were fast starters because they already had a network in place. Again, it goes back to mindset. You're not a victim of your circumstances. I could have used every excuse for why I could not be successful at this. I could have said, well, I'm an introvert. Well, I don't know that many people. Well, the people that I do know are mostly broke. And also, there's not many people around here that I can even meet because there's not many people around here. I live in a one red light town. I also homeschool my kids, so it's not like I'm out and about meeting people all of the time. I could have made a lot of excuses. I could have made myself a victim to my circumstance, but I decided, you know what? If other people can be successful at this, I can figure this out. And I was willing to figure it out. Now, this business is not just about sales only, although we are in sales, but this business also rewards leadership, because if you're good at sales, then you can make a great supplemental income. But if you're good at leadership, you can earn financial freedom. That's how this business model works. So when you are considering your life, the 5 years leading up to when you started this business, did you already have leadership skills in place? If so, then you likely would see more speed when you start out. If not, then your success may be more gradual as you learn how to lead the people that you are bringing in. And leadership skills does not necessarily mean that you were leading other adults. For some people, like myself, it could just mean that you were already leading your family. So before I started my business, I had read many books on marriage and parenting. So both of those require good communication skills, require you to be able to influence others in love, and those are skills that have greatly helped me in my business. And I did already have those skills when I started this because I had spent the previous 5 years before I started this developing those skills as a mom of many kids and as a wife, because it was really important to me to be able to do those things well. So I read many books, I would go to classes, I would go to seminars, I would go to conventions, I would have good conversations with people that I felt like were successful in those areas and get wisdom from them. I was just always seeking wisdom for those things. And so I did have a level of that when I came into this, and that really helped me. But if you have not developed those things, it doesn't mean you can't develop it. It just means that you're going to develop it going forward. Another thing to consider when it comes to realistic expectations is, what kind of mindset did you have coming into this? Did you come into this with a level of confidence, believing that it's all figure outable, and if other people can do it, so can you? Or did you come into this with a major fear of what people think, or maybe not really trusting yourself or lacking self-confidence because you have tried other things before and failed and wonder if this is even going to be any different? What was your mindset when you started this business? Because I think that needs to be taken into consideration when you are trying to determine what realistic expectations for you should be. I think the person who came into this with a natural level of confidence and a can-do attitude is naturally going to take different action more consistently than the person who really struggles with fear of what people think. And that does not mean that if you struggle with fear of what people think that you can't be successful at this, but it does mean that you have a little more friction. And friction reduces speed. But the good news is that that friction can be removed with intentional effort on your mindset. So just a couple thoughts on realistic expectations. Okay, so just to recap for today, we talked about the three possible things that could be keeping you from being as successful as you want to be. And the first one was mindset, which we talked about today. And next week, I want to talk about the other two, which are habits and skills. So, was this helpful to you today? If it was, would you do me a huge favor and leave me a 5-star rating and review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts? And it also means the world to me when you guys shout me out on social media and tag me. Your feedback is so valuable and so encouraging to me. Thanks so much for hanging out with me this week, guys. See y'all next week.